Chapter 7, Section 7.17, Jack Kerouac, Exercise 1. Listen to a lecture about Jack Kerouac's life and works and complete the text.
Jack Kerouac was born in Massachusetts in 1922, the son of French-Canadian immigrants. From the experience of his brother's death and the Catholic faith of his childhood, he developed a spiritual dimension to his character that would last throughout his life. In 1940, he moved to New York and enrolled at Columbia University. In New York, he met the poet Allen Ginsberg, 1926 to 97, the experimental novelist William Burroughs, 1914 to 97, and the intellectual Neil Cassady, 1926 to 68. This circle, with a few other friends, became known as the center of the Beat Movement. The influence of Cassady on Kerouac was enormous. His total lack of inhibitions, his enthusiasm, a sort of permanent wild excitement, and his love of adventure made Kerouac idolize him and consider him the archetypal hero. After the war, with Cassady, Kerouac started his first hitchhiking journey across America, which was to inspire his best-known novel, On the Road, where he chronicled all that had happened during this journey. The publication of this novel in 1957 marked the beginning of Kerouac's success. The book became a huge bestseller and the Bible of the Beat Generation. This popularity, however, frightened the writer, who started to lead a solitary life and became more and more addicted to alcohol and drugs. On the Road was followed by other works, The Dharma Bums and The Subterraneans in 1958, Big Sur, which contains an account of the disintegration of Kerouac's hopes in 1962, and Desolation Angels in 1965. Kerouac's books were widely read on college campuses. Young people imitated him, hitchhiking around the country. His fame diminished towards the end of his life, and alcoholism deteriorated his health considerably. In 1969, he died from internal bleeding caused by cirrhosis of the liver. He was only 47.